For the first time in my life, I have been scammed by a scam artist. And this past weekend, John and I have been scammed and gone flat tire. Not in that order. We've got both have happened to us. Welcome back to Down the Wire, everyone. Good
This
to be
is
back.
a yeah, this is my first scam actually. I don't really feel like I got scammed though, because I got the watch.
Yeah, so there's this company called Bliss Body, and they're going around saying that they're like emailing people saying they're like, oh, we think you'd be a perfect fit as ambassadors. And here am I like, oh shit, the first company reaching out to us. This is
Yeah,
fucking sick.
we were virgins, you know. When you get to this
Yeah.
status of fame we have,
And they're like,
people
just.
want a piece of the pie, you know.
And they're just like, click the link for your free watch, just pay shipping. So I thought we were fucking them because we were just supposed to
We
get
got
one
two
watch
watches.
and we got two.
Two
So I thought
watches.
we got two like watches and we were like fucking them over.
Yeah.
But then it turns out the watches are terrible. It's actual garbage. And the website doesn't exist anymore.
Yes.
It looks like a Lego watch.
Though, like, we paid $12 each, essentially, you know, for shipping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, $12 on a bit.
Yeah.
One, not bad. Two,
Yeah.
I could wear this probably two or three more times without people noticing that it could actually blow up at any given time.
It feels
Yeah.
good to be scammed. It humbled me.
You did.
It brought me back
It
down.
taught me that,
No,
you
not
know,
that many people give a shit.
about us, you
I want to
know?
reach out.
The whole thing about this watch, though, is that I'm sad is that it was definitely made in deepest, darkest China. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there
Yeah.
was some child who
Their
slaved away
margins were
over this
crazy on
thing.
it.
Their margins.
It was $24 shipping. They made $23.50. These
Yeah.
watches are 25 cents each.
If that, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel
Yeah.
like.
We also got a flat tire
I
on the
feel like in
weekend.
other countries you could trade bread for this watch. You know what I mean? Like,
Think bread's more valuable than this.
that's. I would rather. If they sent us a loaf of bread instead of these two watches, I would have been
Can
much
actually
happier.
use
I could
this.
use.
I can actually use this. But yeah, we also got a flat tire at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
on the highway on our way back from Toronto, doing a little shoot for some cool stuff coming soon. But yeah, that was interesting. My first flat
Just
tire.
blew up. It just said, no, I'm good, dude. You can keep going if you want. I'm gonna stop right here.
Yeah, and then the guy came, put on the donut, and he's like, "You ever driven on a donut?" I didn't even know what the fuck's a donut. You mean a spare tire?
Racco gets in the car. He's like, why are they called a donut? I thought it was just a fucking spare tire,
Why do they call it that? Why is it also a shittier tire? It can
man.
only go
Trucks,
85
trucks,
kilometers. Why
trucks,
not just put an actual tire
trucks
as a
have real
spare tire?
tires. Trucks have real tires.
Why
I
isn't the
just found
spare
out.
tire an actual tire?
Why don't cars
Why
just
is it
have
just.
six tires so it doesn't matter if one blows up? These are the questions of the world.
But yeah.
So that's what's been up with us the
Speaking of tough moments, that's tough moment of the week goes to catching Coleman off guard.
It was a quick transition.
This man who he died after experiencing a 3-hour-long erection that doctors struggled to treat, and then he died of COVID.
Yeah, so apparently a rare COVID-19 side effect, which has only ever been reported once before, is something called a priapism,
Yeah.
which is like what the Viagra commercials warn you of.
Priapism. It's when you get a boner for longer than those forced magic hours.
Yeah, so you get, yeah.
So yeah, his dick blew up. There's blood everywhere, and he died because of COVID.
It actually
So wear
blow
your
up?
masks, folks. No, it
I
didn't.
don't think his dick blew up, though.
No, it
You know, you may not remember your first hard, but you'll definitely remember your last boner. You'll
What?
definitely remember that one. Because either it
I
just
some
stops
guy
working, or you'll remember the last one.
Yeah.
This guy.
So, because that's, I feel like even when you're like 70, you're thinking back, you're like, damn, if I just have one more, man, like
Yeah,
that
you never
last
know when
one,
you're
that
gonna have your
last
last
one.
one.
Never know your last day on earth, you never know your last boner, man.
Yeah, so basically what happens is the blood gets stuck in your dick for anyone who
Well,
doesn't know
there's,
how an
I, so
erection
this
works, I
guy I
guess.
work with who got COVID, he had blood coming out of his eyes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Another guy whose legs didn't work for 3 days. No shit.
Bad. Anyway, have you guys ever been
This guy's
like
dick
I've
blew
known
up.
about like priapism before? What'd you just say?
And this guy's dick blew up.
Don't get horny, kids.
No,
Never.
don't. I
Had a
know.
friend
We.
that got a hard once. You know what happened to him? This. All right.
This is because he had COVID. He got a boner one time, and now that's how he got COVID. Don't get
It's like,
boners,
and some
folks.
people are probably sitting there like, oh, that's a decent way to go out, though. No, it's not.
No,
That's
it's
like
not. It
edging at its
hurts.
finest. You didn't even get to like enjoy.
What do you do? Like, That's too another thing. Like, nurses didn't treat it right. I'm like, did they really do everything they could do? Did they really do everything they could do?
But doctor, it's a life or death situation.
Just suck the venom out.
Oh, no. Have you guys ever been, like, super stoned and then worried that that's happening to you?
You're just getting way too high?
Yeah, that's happened to me once where I was like, ah, it's not going away.
Really?
Yeah.
Off weed?
Yeah. But it, well, I don't think it was real. I was
it laced with Viagra?
No.
That'd be hilarious.
Well, maybe.
That would be hilarious.
Why would anyone
do
that?
We had a friend once. We gave him a Viagra when we were drinking.
Why would anyone do that?
He was hyped up, dude.
He was juiced up.
I watched him punch. Yeah, Viagra, remember we sat there?
Started punching
it. We're like, how are you feeling, man? He's like, I feel good. And then air punched for like a solid 30 seconds. Guys, don't take ecstasy. Take Viagra. Next. I just take it to keep me from rolling out of bed in the morning, you know?
I thought this was America moment of the week.
Goes to we talked about this guy, but the New York City naked cowboy.
And he's a performer.
Yeah, he went to Florida. Cause
street performer.
That's where. Thanks.
Where the industry is.
It does make sense. Like, you have to make that distinction. A naked cowboy.
He's a street performer. It's not like a proper show people go see.
Or a stage performer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that depends on your budget.
I don't think anyone's going to New York.
Imagine you go to New York just to see Times Square Spider-Man, Times Square.
Or you live in New York, you're like, boys, what do we do tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. You throw a show?
Only 25 cents.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was arrested for panhandling in Florida. Which is bullshit. It's this man just stands out there in his underwear.
He should just be like, you don't know who I am.
In New York, which is way, way more okay than Florida.
That's why you stick to your roots, man. They don't get it there.
No.
Yeah. Cop in New York would walk by and be like, hey, he's not supposed to really be doing that, is he? Yeah, it's the naked cowboy.
Yeah. And like, that's some random guy passing by. It's the naked cowboy. And they're like, yeah, you're right.
Oh, it's the naked cowboy.
Hey, yo.
And then Christopher Walken comes by and says,
I'm walking here.
Hey.
Coleman hit us with it.
Aw.
Coleman's got a good walking. He's hammered. Coleman's already drunk today. Hey, folks, if you're listening at home at 8 a.m. right now when this drops, picture that.
Hey. Coleman's hammered.
Yo, it's the naked cowboy.
It is good. It is good. Next
In
headline.
My youth, Christopher I would walking see the naked here. Cowboy. Anyway.
All right, last of the week.
I would expect nothing less after looking at your mugshot moment of the week.
You had to fucking take it, eh?
I'd forgot. Honestly, halfway through it, I knew I was doing something wrong. I knew I was doing... I was like...
I'm walking here.
Hey, I'm Christopher talking here.
There it is. All right, enough of that. That was a good way to end it. That's good.
I'm glad that didn't happen like a minute or two from now. You guys, I would have just been trying to get through this of the week, and you guys would have still been here trying to get the right Christopher Walken pun. You know what I mean?
This is what it's like to be Tamara on our other podcast.
Yeah. So this is a crazy story. This lady, she's a mother, and she made a bunch of deepfake videos. And if you don't know what deepfake is, we know you know what deepfake is. Don't try to hide it. But you don't know what deepfake is?
Mm.
You either know what deepfake is. There's two types of people in the world. People who know what deepfake is and liars.
Right.
And liars.
Racco's fucking extremely offline, you know, instead of extremely online.
I'm off the grid. Au naturel. Imagination.
Anyway, deepfake is a way to make people like seem like they're doing things with video. Yeah. It's like undetectable by like software.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a face swap. It's the advanced face swap. Yeah, you know what I mean? But anyways, this lady made a bunch of videos or pictures of this of her daughter's cheer team rivals and sent them to her coaches, them like drinking and naked and stuff, which is super.
Why do you
up.
Like, I feel like this is a heavy suburban white mom thing.
This is
to like start like random beef and rivals. It's like dance moms. And what's the other one? Fucking, what does Honey Boo Boo do?
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Like, what are those things called though?
Pageants.
See, like, why do moms get worked up over that? Cheer. The cheer team.
Yep.
It's fucking, it's a high school too, cheer team. You're ruining these girls' lives so that your team can do better in cheer. Like,
yeah.
Your daughter can do better on the same tier team.
Oh, yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's fucked. It's like, man.
Weird. Weird.
Mom's weird. Anyways, the mom's face is like, her mouth looks like a butthole. And
small lips, big face.
Big, huge, fat face. And her hair is super, super hairspray. And her eyebrows are drawn on, but not with the same font. Like, you know what? You know, like, when you, you know, when you're going through, like, the writing things on, the like, paint? Like, the paint, like, when you're on paint, you can change the brush sizes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The left one's bolded. Yeah, she, yeah, she,
the left one's italic. Yeah. In the left.
Yeah. Right one's bolded, left side
italic. And her eyes are, that's jokes. Fucking terrifying.
Yeah, this is terrifying. A scary mugshot. I'm going to move on.
Search up the story if you guys want to see it.
Now, anyways, back page news.
Mm-hmm. This guy, this headline reads, Florida man allegedly pulls out dank gummies, in quotes, when deputies ask for ID. And this guy was a runner-up for I Would Expect Nothing Less after looking at your mugshot of the week.
He looks stoned. Rosetta Stone.
S-T-O-N-T, stoned.
Oh, bro.
Stoned. Anyways, this guy crashed his car into a gas pump. And then the cops showed up and they were like, yo, can you move your car? And he's like, I can't turn it on.
Didn't even have the keys in it.
No keys in it. And then they asked him to pull out his ID. And my man, Demetrio Lopez, who's 40 years old, pulled out his bag of 500 mg THC dank gummies.
It was like the package was like called, like labeled dank gummies though. Yeah. And then he asked him if the gummies are normal candy. He's like trying to play out that it's normal candy. And then they figured out it's not normal candy. And then the story switched to his sister having cancer or something.
Yeah.
Like, I love when you catch, like, especially when cops, like, they catch criminals, like, oh, is this it? And they're like, no. And then they figure out they're fucked. Like, well, actually, like, some other complete opposite
excuse. So my friend's dog's brother's fresh had to go to the vet and they gave him prescription heroin actually, and so, that, I'm just holding on to it for so he doesn't get on it, man.
I once really didn't want to be at a party and I told everyone that my dog was calling me and then I had to leave. My dog texted me my phone because I just didn't want to be there.
That's just ridiculous.
That's a terrible excuse.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, I was drunk. Like
anyways,
I am now.
Demetrio also had a package of medicated nerds ropes.
This guy had the
which
best
sound
edibles,
really,
bro.
Really tasty right
this
now.
This guy has good, like, even, like, 500, like, MGs.
And to top it off, he had a little bit of blow in his pocket.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't be doing that.
Can't be doing downers if you're doing uppers. It's like caffeine and weed, you know? A Red Bull and a joint.
It's an inside joke there.
Yeah, Coleman, you didn't come on the road trip, you wouldn't know it.
It's still funny. That's how you know it translates.
But
to
I just...
Boom. But yeah.
I don't, you know, edibles are a thing you don't drive on, I think, you know? Unless you only eat a little bit. And this guy obviously ate too much.
Anyways, next story.
Texas man drove BMW... Texas man drove BMW dealership loaner car to rob bank, then tried to use the stolen money to buy a BMW.
This guy almost fucking pulled
off
the heist
it,
of a lifetime right here.
Yeah.
This is...
He was close, so he, you know, was just fucking driving. This reminds me of, like... Anyways, I'll say it later. But, like, fucking took a car, I guess he's trying to buy, and then he goes to the bank, pulls out a note saying this is a fucking robbery, and then...
I want $10,000.
And then he took it back to the dealership, and apparently he was like flailing it around, like ready to like get his new car, and then someone at the dealership got a call and they're like, yeah, no, this is a stolen car, there's a bank robbery, the stolen car that matches the description of the car this client was using. And then he got fucking caught, and he almost fucking got it, man. I would have brought the car back, but like, nah, not for me, and went to a dealership in another town.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. So he successfully robbed a bank.
Not a bank, a fast food restaurant.
Oh,
I thought it was a bank.
No, it was a fast food restaurant.
No, wait, you're wrong.
It was a bank.
It was a bank.
I thought it said right down here.
To rob a bank.
Oh, I thought he went to... I read down here.
The note read, this is a fucking robbery.
No. He put a bag from a fast food restaurant.
Oh, at a bank.
And a note on the counter. That's what he robbed it with, was like a McDonald's bag. That's
I guess cool. It's that easy if you don't want that much. Like 10 grand, they can pull it right there and then. Robbers.
I always kind of thought, you know... If you watch movies, I don't think you can just drive to and from. You gotta have a getaway driver, you know, like this.
This seems like it was amateur.
It was a poor attempt, you know? Like, he was almost there. He was almost there.
He almost fucking had it, dude. And it would have been the easiest bank robbery of all time. Like, you don't hear many bank robberies anymore.
I miss bank robberies. I wasn't I don't even know them that personally, you know? But I would love to hear about a good bank robbery.
I think that the tellers and stuff, they're like, if you are able to do what they ask you to do, I think they're supposed to, you know what I mean?
No, there's like a code, man. I know a guy who's a teller, and he says they have a whole strategy for when that shit happens. It's like there's a button under the desk they push, but no, there's like a sign, not even that, there's like a sign they give, like the, like, I don't know what the sign is, like something basic, like pulling up your glasses or itching your chest or some shit. And then they fucking know, coach. And someone low-key calls the cops.
Yeah.
So I don't know, this
always need an emergency plan, you know?
Yeah, but that money's insured, right? So it's not like they're stealing from...
Yeah, that's why you should rob banks, companies, folks, and not people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
It'd be cool to vlog a bank robbery.
The fact that this guy, like, on his fucking test drive robbed a bank, though, was so jokes. I was going to say, it reminds me of, like, when my dad, me and him were, like, test driving Mercedes. This guy was running, like, proper errands all day. Like, he went well over the hour limit. Like, we were, like, 4 hours getting shit, seeing people playing off like it's his new car and shit like that. Then we brought it back.
Come back the next day. Can I just...
One, you know, one more not
try.
For me.
And on one more try, actually. I might need it again.
This thing was on a full tank when you left.
Yeah, it burns through gas. That's why I don't really want it. All right, next headline. I'll kill you if you don't buy me beer. SLC man pulls gun on three people and gives them $20.
Confusing headline.
Yeah, it's weird. So, but it makes sense.
So this guy comes up to a car with a gun, and he puts the gun in the face of the person and says, "Go buy me beer." This guy's 39 years old. His name's Guillermo Meza. They put a gun in his face, and he says, "Buy me beer. I'll give you 20 and gives them $20 to go buy the beer. And they got scared and just drove right off.
Yeah.
Yeah. They took the $20 at least and then fucked off.
Gave the money. You know, but what? I was wondering, because this guy looks clearly of age. And I was like, why is he sketching about buying liquor? And then when the cops found him, they didn't have any ID. And apparently he's an illegal immigrant. So I was like, ah.
There it is.
Makes sense. Why. But even then, I feel like if you go up to like somebody and you're like, "Hey man, I'll give you like $20.
He looks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He could have went. Yeah. I feel like he should have gone the nice
route. But fucking cut the middle, man. He looks way old enough for like, I wouldn't even question him if I was working at the liquor store.
Yeah. Or if
in
not,
the States,
if not, just
it's
have
just like a convenience
Guillermo,
store.
You could have just done the, I left my in the car. My bad.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
I only have my revolver on me. Yeah. And not my wallet. Sorry.
Like, and that's what is crazy to me. It's easier to get a gun in the States than an ID.
Yep.
That is, that's the most perplexing thing
about thought
this
was America.
Yeah.
Moment
you
of
get
the week
there,
times
you,
two.
Like, you get into the States, you instantly buy a gun, and then that's how you get your ID.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy.
It's his almost Second Amendment right.
Almost.
He's got a couple more years.
He's right there. You're right there, Guillermo. Not anymore. Out you go. All right. Next and final headline. Stuntman soaks in bean dip for 24 hours to save his favorite restaurant.
This is gross.
Yeah, it's fucking nasty.
So I don't even get it because he's trying to support local business by like dragging attention to this restaurant by sitting in a blow-up pool of beans and it looks disgusting. But like if I'm driving by and I see like a blow-up pool, I can't tell there's beans in there. I'm not gonna be like, "Hey, let me get out of my car to see this guy chilling in a fucking blow-up pool."
Yeah.
It does look like they have sort of like a festival going on.
Yeah, there. They have shirts 24 hours in a tub of bean dip.
That is a terrible
long-winded shirt.
Long-winded. Yeah, that's a good
like
I
what?
Spent 24 hours in a bean dip and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Terrible. But yeah, this guy
isn't this restaurant is having trouble staying in business. The last thing I think they'd want to do is
it looks
a whole bunch of their beans into
it
a
looks
pool,
very you know? Unappealing. I would look at that and be like, "Ew, I'm not eating here. Those beans look gross."
It
there's
looks
probably
sort
people
of like,
bathing in the beans in the back. You
yeah,
know?
It looks like sort of like a cream cheese situation. Yeah. It's not. I don't. I'm trying to figure out how to describe it for
it's
everyone.
Beans,
but
did
it's
he
water
also
blend it up?
Did he pay for the beans, or did they just?
Did he come to them with the idea? You know?
He would have had to. I don't think any like restaurant owner is like, "You know what we need? A guy fully clothed sitting in a tub of fucking beans out front."
There it is. I think he should have gone to make this better. I think the way to make this better is what I would do is make it cylindrical and fill him up. He'd have to be naked, filled up beans to the neck.
Yeah.
And then he sits there, and then you feed him nachos from the top.
He's planning to be in there for 24 hours, mm-hmm. and he has a tube linked up for number one, but number two, he says, we'll see when we get there. And he got there. I don't know what happened, though. I bet he just pooped in there and sat on his poop.
Come on, Reuters. Yeah. Get your shit together.
He's sitting in a bean dip. He's sitting in a bean dip.
Looks like the same shit.
Chances are he's probably going to poop
but
in there.
But I don't like how much news coverage this guy's getting for doing something for 24 hours, and we got absolutely none for doing Denny's for 24 hours.
We sat in a Denny's.
For 24 hours.
In a booth for 24 hours.
And we're paying customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll hold video series on
this
it.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, a Denny's and a tub of bean dip is pretty much the same thing, too. So
dude, and like, if you're going to do something to get a Mexican restaurant, you know, back on its feet, make yourself into a human burrito or something, you know? Like, do something really cool. Like, sitting in a bean dip, like...
Yeah, he doesn't
make
do
yourself
what,
into
are you just
a
on
burrito.
Your
yeah, make the world's biggest burrito, wrap yourself in it, and eat yourself out from the inside. I'd pay to see
eat
that.
Eat yourself out from the inside. John Balser 2021.
That should be on a t-shirt. That'll sell. Alrighty.
Sounds like a heavy metal lyric.
I am fucking cheese, though. You know what? Honestly, well, we're on the topic. Fuck Denny's right now.
Fuck Denny's. We're still mad, Denny's.
We're going to do 24 hours in Denny's again.
We're doing 36 hours in Denny's.
Maybe
again.
They'll fucking notice us. Mm. It's unbelievable the amount of stuff we've posted from that.
Yeah.
24 hours in Denny's.
And as
tagging
much as we
them,
keep talking about
and
it.
They don't say shit. And they posted a post once on yeah. Facebook saying this guy spent 18 or 16 hours in one of our Denny's locations.
Suck
and
it,
I replied,
buddy.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me right now?
Notice us.
I was really like, hey, we spent 24 hours.
Who's this pussy?
Fuck, man.
Yeah. No,
who just spends 16 hours though and isn't like, you know what, maybe
8 hours more. I've already done. I'm 2/3 of the way there.
Fuck
people
Denny's.
Don't have heart. People still, don't love Denny's for who they are.
We're still
like
gonna
us.
Try though. Mm. We're gonna do it again. We even have a whole animation series based on it coming out. We got a lot riding on Denny's noticing us one day.
Yeah, it's honestly, it. I'm, my faith isn't gone, but it's wavering. You know, like
a little disheartening.
It's fucking shit, dude.
You know what we need? We need to sit down with Denny. We need a 1-on-1 or a 2-on-1.
Yeah,
the way God intended, and we're gonna figure this shit out.
The part that pisses me off is remember when we were getting ready to do it and we were reading the stuff like this guy ate like a bunch of most pancakes from Denny's?
Yeah.
Like, dude.
We're cooler than that.
We can do better than
Maybe
that.
We should call like Guinness or something.
We
know
were
what?
Thinking that.
No, next time we do it, I was telling John this when we were doing it last time. I was like, next time we do this, we're making it a huge deal. We're getting the fucking Ottawa Sun on it. Yep. We're getting CBC on it.
Citizen.
We'll get the Toronto Sun in on it. Call them up. It'll be interesting for them. We'll get
the
Guinness.
Daily
we'll
Bugle.
Call Guinness.
The Daily Bugle.
We'll be on it.
Yeah.
We'll write stuff on it.
But the Charlatan.
Yeah, the Charlatan.
Charlatan. We'll get press on this.
Capital Current. CKCU.
And we got to hype it up and say that someone's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Special guest. You heard it here first. There will be a special guest next time we're at Denny's.
We should get Montre Livingston in there just doing rollerblading tricks the whole time.
Just come in. Be like, hey, you guys don't mind we set up in our booth because it's our booth.
Yeah.
And at that Denny's, it's our booth.
It's
we have our own
booth,
man. We have spent so much time in there.
I don't even want money. I don't want the fame. I just want a plaque above that booth
says,
in Denny's that
down
says,
down to the wire sat here for 24 hours.
Boom.
That's it.
At least twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want two statues of our faces, poorly done, of course.
Busts.
Obviously poorly done,
gold
but I
busts.
Want them up there.
Macaroni sort
of. Mm-hmm. Necklaces hanging off of them.
There it is.
Yep.
And whenever we walk in.
I want a sandwich named after me.
I want people to clear out whenever we walk in that booth. That's
us.
That's our
booth. I want a soggy sandwich named after me.
I don't ask
me.
For much. I just want that booth to be mine, a plaque, and a statue. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And I want a sandwich. That's it.
Yeah.
Denny's, you've heard our conditions.
And I want my toast
you
to be crispy, not soft.
You have 30 days when Denny's.
I want
you
my
have
toast to
days.
Stop being so fucking soft. Let's get rid of the chewy bacon and chewy toast.
Yeah,
let's
it's
make
not
them both
right.
crispy. It's not that hard.
And we were doing ASMR with their food and nothing was making
noise. Yeah, it was just too chewy.
Nothing made noise.
Mmm,
anyways,
soft
these
bacon.
Are our conditions, Denny's. Like I said, you have 30 days.
I know you don't negotiate with podcast hosts. But here's our deal.
You have 30 days.
It's all we want. It's all we want. Speaking, we even folded your fucking utensils, bro.
Yeah.
John was rolling up fucking forks
Shout
and
out
knives.
Elmo, man.
Customer
Give
service.
Elmo back his job. Make him Denny.
Do you think he quit? he hated his job. He hated it. He went on the record. Go watch that series, guys. He went on the record saying he hates it.
Yeah, it's probably what got him fired.
From that.
Speaking of other beefs we got going on still, we fucking hate IKEA, too.
Fuck IKEA.
They got didn't know us. We hate IKEA.
It was all of our furniture in the studio is from IKEA,
this
obviously.
This is from IKEA.
These right chairs here. Are sitting from IKEA, and it took us forever to fucking put it together. The most frustrating day of my life putting this shit together. And now they have a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
They're trying to step on our turf now, too.
Yeah. What more do you want from us, IKEA? What more do you want from us? So they have, they're turning their catalog into a podcast.
And I don't understand, because that's more of a visual thing. That's a nice looking
it's
desk.
It's a chair with four legs and... Two of them have a
I hope it's
between.
The fucking IKEA voice guy. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, John the Swedish dude?
Yeah. He's like, look
do a
up
Swedish
the voice.
Accent quickly.
Bro, we didn't do have it. IKEA. We didn't have IKEA in Nova Scotia.
Swedish meatballs.
Welcome to IKEA. Welcome. I can't even do it. You gotta look up the voice. You gotta look up the voice. It's a good radio
We didn't have
commercial.
IKEA in Nova Scotia until 2018. No shit. And when we got fucking IKEA there, everyone was going ham about IKEA. People were taking
type
day
in
trips.
IKEA radio commercial guy. His name's Jonas, I think.
Johannes?
Jonas.
Jonas. Jonas Fernander.
And look, first one. Yeah, click guy? That. Put your mic up to the speaker.
Hang on.
So they can hear it.
Yeah. No,
if you don't know this guy, we just grew up in different areas, I guess. I thought this was like a national thing, though. Clearly not.
It is apparently a national thing. It's like the Canadian...
No, this isn't it.
This isn't it.
Go back. This isn't it. This is bullshit. This is a fake IKEA guy. Go down.
Like maybe it's in this article.
No, dude, it's not. No, go back, dude. I was looking at it earlier. Go down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That one. Second one. Sorry, okay. Guys.
Sorry.
It's worth it, though. You're just going to ring some bells. It's like a Tommy Wiseau sounding, dude.
That's
great commercial.
Good.
It's like the it's like the Pizzaville commercial where their number's 363636, but they say free sex, free sex, free sex. It's an English guy voice. That's another good one.
That is a good one.
Dude, we had dust commercials back home, bro. The light of my childhood was the fucking house hippo.
Nobody deals like Delari.
Yeah, I know
that one.
I'm the cash man. I give you money for your gold, man. Know that one?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. He looks in the camera and goes like, come on. You guys don't know that? No. My Toronto people know that one. Come on.
What about
listeners
what's
from the GTA
what's
know.
The bad boy? Or what's the
big... Who's got a better than us? Nobody.
Nobody.
What
are they? Are they a furniture store?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, those are good.
Sleep Country. All right, we're just saying.
Canada.
Yeah, no worries.
Why buy a mattress anywhere else? Because you're a fucking mattress store. What?
And I hate IKEA.
IKEA sucks. Balls and dick. Whole thing.
Jeez.
They suck priapism. They suck COVID priapism.
Yeah.
IKEA could have killed.
So that's my rant.
COVID.
On why we don't like IKEA and Denny's.
Yeah.
Denny's, we're going to try and get on your good side. IKEA, I don't know if we're going to try.
Denny's,
we'll try.
Denny's, as soon as you talk to us.
We're trying hard, man.
Dude, you're on our shit list right now, but.
What's it going to take?
Yeah, we'll reverse positions quickly. Don't worry.
We'll be the reverse and the missionary soon, buddy. Just you wait, Denny. We will be the girl in the reverse missionary very soon.
Come to space, they said. It's changing to coming
sperm
in
there.
Space.
Come to space, they said. There's come in space.
It's a sperm bank that's considering building an ark of sperm on the moon to store 6.7 sperm specimens.
So
my first thought, okay, I don't know if this is bad. Is this weird that this is my first thought? But like when I first saw this, I was like, if I'm Elon Musk, I'm fucking pissed because I'm like, I wanted to be the first one to jerk off in space. Like, I wanted to be the first
Someone's already jerked off in space.
You think?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
People definitely. Have jerked off.
Do you think?
What do you think astronauts do? People have
jerked off in space. You're up there, dude, for like
Sorry, not in space, like on the like the moon or like another planet. You know what I mean? Like, because this is for like this, like, helping human civilization in the future, you know what
I mean? Yeah, but they don't jerk off on the moon. They're sending sperm
samples up there. They're sending sperm samples up there so they stay safe.
What if, like, it crashes or something, then the sperm leaks onto another planet and it grows in the soil and just creates another...
That'd be sick as fuck, bro. Type of
species on Mars or
something. Stop. New sci-fi movie we're making.
Yeah.
That's it.
Word.
Dude. And then those people come back to Earth and then do fuck up Earth. Because this is whole thing is because they're like... The Earth might not be okay.
It's they come back fucked. To visit their ancestors.
And then
they
fuck up the Earth. Earth gets it together, fix everything up. And then their degen semen that got sent out to space
Not comes our back. Semen. Sorry, semen. Don't take offense.
Degen semen is running the semen army.
You are being a bad seaman right now. He's already drunk. He's already naughty seaman.
And then the semen, the mutated degen semen.
For new listeners, we call Coleman Seaman. Just every time.
Sometimes I wonder where.
I always think of Feek's going, it's Seaman. Two separate things put together.
I always think, like, you know, for a new listener, I'm like, where's the best part? Like, what's the best episode they could really get into? You know what I mean? Like, where's a good place to start in our discog, you know?
Yeah.
There is no good
part. No, there is. The thing is, it's tough because it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
It's not a universal. Like, we can't just be like, oh, you got to listen to, you know, Minnesota invented everything cool and whatever it's called. It's like, that might be hit for some people.
Yeah,
and then but other people might like some other ones, like fucking Florida man arrested by 11 cops while jerking off.
What was For that story? Reason, that was the story.
That was
the
story. It was Florida man a little
fights
better.
Off 11 cops while jerking off.
There it is.
Did anyone collect it to send?
Them John's just got a fucking what's it called when you flip through
Rolodex?
Yeah, John's got a Rolodex in his brain of the back page news stories.
That and obscure.
Did we cover that?
April 17th. Yeah, April 17th, 2019. What do we got, John? What do we got?
I think we had a poop story there. Yeah, Toronto poop craze was going on pretty good there. We had a trend of dick fields.
Yeah.
Dick Fields was good. Yeah.
Dick Fields was a good one.
That was
the Walmart phase. Stuff, especially phase. The Texas Walmart stuff.
Texas Walmart was a great phase.
That was a good phase.
That was a great
The reptile phase we
reptile
had.
Reptile phase was dope.
We haven't had a phase recently. No. Everyone's giving us curveballs in the news. We had
like dinosaurs for a little bit.
Yeah, but that was like, that was we brought it upon ourselves to do that trend. This was just stuff was happening in the news that happened.
Monkeys,
to
I guess, were a bit, were probably our most recent trend.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Monkey takeover. Was it?
It was
feels
it was
like a yesterday. While ago, maybe. We were talking monkey takeovers.
It was still in your guys' place though, so it must have been.
Really?
Yeah.
Well. Alrighty.
If you have a new trend or know anything, let us know, guys.
If you guys know anything,
if just you want to go up. Start a weird trend, go get her going. We'll cover it.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler, that
invite
shit.
Invite us along. Yeah.
I almost had a nightcrawler moment, eh?
What'd you do?
So it was this past summer.
Yeah.
And me and our boy Bailey, we went for a bike ride. No, it's not gay. Two dudes can bike together and be good bros, all right?
Doesn't matter. It was the same bike. We just were going for fun.
You know what? Who cares if it was gay? You know what? Who's going to say anything? We're just boys, man. We're just really good boys.
You're making this weirder. Like, something's telling me you guys aren't just boys right now, man.
No, I'm just playing. But we did. We went on a bike ride on this trail, and it was down towards... in like lower town area, kind of where you're passing all like the politicians' houses. So we passed by Trudeau's house
on Sussex.
Yeah, and it was all fucking normal.
Sussex.
We bike down, go to the lookout, spend 30 minutes there just looking out at the water.
And Titanic style, him behind me.
And then we come back up, and then there's an ambulance outside of Trudeau's house. And I was like, yo, Bailey, this is some nightcrawler shit. Should we stay here and like see what's going on? Did Trudeau get COVID? And like there's someone in front of them. And then we're just like, ah, fuck it. Let's let him be. And then we took off. Because I'm a good journalist. by not getting the story, letting them have their privacy.
I would have fucking, you should have, what you should have done.
Staked out?
No, it's like slash the tire of the ambulance and then really saw it unfold. You know what I mean?
I should have took a video and sent it to Six Buzz.
Yeah, what about, you should have.
And sold it for 10 grand.
That'd be sick. That'd be so dope.
But yeah, that was kind of cool. Anyways, let's get into sports. So there's this sport, guys, that's called wife carrying.
Yeah.
And it's
exactly what you think it is.
It's started in where? Finland. And it's fucking crazy because they have world championships for this shit. And there's this couple that's from, oh, I forget the couple's name. There's this couple that's like won it back to back years. And they're actually world fucking proper good at it.
Oh, man, these people here, man, go down there.
There it is, 2018, 2019. This Lithuanian couple won it back-to-back years. They did the whole thing. It's a 250-meter track. You're on land. You're on land and water. So there's a point where you're carrying your wife over your shoulders on water, and it's a 250-meter track. They did it in
Margot
a minute.
Margot Usorg and Birgit Ulrich from Estonia. Those guys, look at them, man. Look
they
how
did
many
under
times
a minute.
They're up there.
Yeah, that's like a, that's
one,
a record.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What about six these guys?
Go up to the rules, Coleman. I want to tell people the rules because the rules are fucking jokes. So, two obstacles. It's a water obstacle. It's a meter deep. That's fucking wild. But the wife to be carried may be your own or your neighbor's.
Yeah.
Or you may have found her. She must, however, be 17 years of age minimum.
Yeah. No, this is not for minors.
It should be.
The minimum weight
is
also
49 kilograms. What's that in pounds?
Here, let me look.
Yo, fuck the metric system. In weight. You know?
108 pounds.
She must be 108.
Well, she's got to be over 100.
Pounds.
Age.
Age. But there's two carrying methods. There's your classic piggyback style, but there's this other style.
It's called the reverse piggyback.
They fucking, so the girl's legs are wrapped around the guy's head, but on the backside. So her legs are out in front. So the dude's got her butt on her neck, on his neck. And then he's got her feet dangling in front of her. And then her face is dug into his butt. I don't know why this is the most commonly used one. It must be the most aerodynamic one because it's very uncomfortable looking.
Yep. Wait, so if her head is like in the dude's, like,
her
butt,
nose is on the crack.
What happens when they go in water,
so
though?
So, at that point,
you switch.
She kind of, like, perches up a bit and does, like, a mini, what's that workout called?
Sit-ups?
Not a sit-up. It's, like,
squat.
Reverse. Like, her legs are tied around this guy, and then she kind of, like, I don't know. She does some core shit to kind of lift up. So, you got to kind of be somewhat athletic if you're the wife.
You can tell
you're not just hanging
out, by the way.
You're not just hanging out if you're up there. But, yeah, I know. It's crazy. You run two at a time. And
all
then,
participants must enjoy themselves.
That's a rule. That killed me. That's a rule. That's like a low-key like consent rule. Like you can't just get any girl in there and just grab her and be like, hey, you're hopping on my shoulders and we're doing this thing. Everyone must be enjoying themselves.
Fucking pick a woman.
You must. Everybody has to be enjoying themselves. Meaning,
the
aka
prince of the town
consensual.
Is like, I need a wife to carry.
Oh, man.
I think that's just more of a low-key European rule, you know? Yeah, at the end of it, they're like,
I think it's hilarious that there's, like, world championships for this. This is, like, a real sport. This is
you
a
have
real
to
thing.
Have fun at the world championships.
And also, they give awards for the most entertaining couple, the best costume, and the strongest carrier. They all get special prizes.
We should start this in here in Ottawa.
What is the strongest carrier for, like, if your wife...
I think I was going to say that because if you're carrying a little thicker, if you're carrying a hefty gal, you should be given some compensation, like either a head start or, yeah, like the strongest carrier award.
Is that
you know?
What it is, though? I don't know. That's weird.
That's just a nice way to put it, I guess.
The prize is the wife's weight in beer.
Let's fucking go. This sport sounds like it was made
you know
in
what?
Like the 1700s.
This is why everyone is so much happier that's not in the Western world because... You know, we complain like, oh, my fucking twig snapped and puck fucking sucks, yeah? Fucking spent like 10 grand on that shit. These guys don't have anything. Hey, let's make up a game where I carry you, honey, over my shoulders and we run 250 meters. And everyone's like, yeah, 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 this sounds great. And everyone just has a good old fucking time. Yeah. Doing whatever
after
they
we
have.
Go to IKEA and
and then tonight we will drink.
Yeah, like, everyone has a good time, man. They don't have anything over there. They still play jacks to this day. They still think that's fun.
They play jacks.
Because you know why? They have a good fucking time.
They play fucking monkeys in a barrel or whatever.
Fucking play marbles. Pickup sticks. Marbles.
Yeah, you could, like, I would love to start this here, John, but I don't think it would pick up. Because yeah, everyone would be like, this is stupid.
They play stick and
dude,
wheel.
I think what we would have is, I think we just got to do it ourselves. Like,
people
I think
would
we
be
gotta,
like, you
we
know.
We got to be accepting. I think we got to do, you can do a man-on-man team, you know what I mean? But I think one man has to be obviously, like, I don't want to say
under 108 pounds.
I don't want to say a bottom, but you know,
twink.
Yeah, like that. You know, a smaller guy. Twink. Don't stand up like that, Coleman. After that, all sexy like a twink. Get out of here.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, man, it's a crazy sport.
No,
though.
I think we could do this somewhere. You know, just if we.
The only way it would be cool here is if like they'd be like the only way to make this sick is if you made it a video game and you can like fucking do chicken fights with each other and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
chicken fights are sick. There should be like a gladiator part of this
chicken fight thing.
They run in like you race in like opposite directions.
Yeah, that'd
and
be
kind of
cool. Actually,
knock one of them off and get extra points.
Yeah, jousting.
Yeah,
yeah.
As if that was a fucking sport. It's just whoever got there first.
Yeah,
that's it.
Whoever was good at putting the pole on the shield. Taking there's people still doing that too. Like
jousting.
Jousting. Like people are still like.
Jousting looks cool. It's cool to watch.
Like, is it?
It is, kind of. Yeah, it's fucking deck.
I mean, you get me in a coliseum with like, a bunch of drunk people
like,
that
yeah,
are just
what I mean.
Watching people
if
kill
was,
each other.
If, like, it was like, if there was
there
like a major
sports.
League, if there was like a major league of jousting, then I'd be like, that's a cool sport. But it didn't stick around for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they kept killing off their athletes.
But people get excited.
It's definitely one of the distinct possible. But in the advancements of sports protection, you think we'd be able to
no,
kind of.
No, I think there's a way to do it safely.
You know
I think,
what I mean?
Like,
no, I don't want safe.
No, no,
I'm
no.
Watching two people
no, no, no.
run
no
at
safe.
Each other. On
no, no,
no. If you're running
no
at. I want no padding. I want swords. I want no helmets.
Double-edged
shields
swords.
Are tiny. I want to see people bleed, man. If I'm watching jousting, this is a blood sport.
On donkeys.
I'm watching. Yeah, facts.
Fuck it.
Shittier
yeah, fuck
horses,
it.
Like different levels. Mm. I want weight classes.
Yeah.
Let's UFC this shit
yeah.
up.
Yeah, you could UFC it.
And
it's
then
sort of
when
like
you go
can't
to
make
events,
it over UFC.
And when you go to events, so they get. Serve you food and you eat it by hand.
Well,
like
that's
that,
how it
like
is
that
now.
Restaurant. Like that restaurant.
They do that shit. But
I ain't never been
you
there.
You can't make that shit safe because the second you start making that shit safe, it's going to turn into magnet darts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terrible. No one plays with magnet darts except for 12-year-old kids, and even they fucking hate it.
Yeah, and like... Yeah, no, I agree.
You magnet used to be darts. Able to like break each other's legs and shit in baseball. You can't do that anymore.
See, that's cool.
That was the one cool thing about baseball.
That was cool. Like if you could charge
that
the mound,
and the brawls.
If you could charge the mound with the bat in your hands, I would watch baseball
yeah.
every game
yeah.
just for the maybe chance that that happens. It's like that. What were we talking about? Or the bit there, Dave Spoh saying, it's like you don't go to the tiger show to see the tiger. You go there because the people might get bit by the tiger. Like,
do might get bit. That's dude might get bit.
$35, that's worth it.
Fucking violence, man, we love it. But yeah, thanks for tuning in to another podcast. Peace and love, man. Peace and love, guys.
That's all.
Yeah,
that's all.
Smoke some weed.